This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. At least seven people have been killed when three Katyusha rockets fell on Baghdad International Airport, according to Iraqi military sources Friday. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the attack came after U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper warned against Iran or any of its proxies attacking U.S. interests in the Iraqi capital.
Esper says the U.S. will do what is needed to protect American personnel and partners.
If we get word of attacks or some type of indication, we will take preemptive action as well.
The Pentagon chief says the game has changed, citing a series of attacks by Iranian-backed militia groups. He'd earlier announced about 750 82nd Airborne Division troops will go to the Middle East, with more to come over the next several days. Beyond that,
we'll take it day by day.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Elsewhere, the White House said that President Donald Trump has warned Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan that outsiders were complicating the situation in Libya. As Emer McCarthy reports, the presidential phone call Thursday came after Turkey's parliament had overwhelmingly approved a bill that would allow Turkish troops deployed in Libya.
President Tayyip Erdogan said last week that Turkey would deploy troops in Libya to support the internationally recognized government of national accord. The GNA last month requested Turkish support as it fends off an offensive by General Khalifa Haftar's forces to the east of the country. His forces are backed by Russia, Egypt, the UAE, and Jordan. The bill, which was opposed by all major opposition parties in the parliament, passed by 315 to 184 votes. Opposition parties said such a move could exacerbate conflicts in Libya and endanger Turkish soldiers in the region and Turkey's national security.
That's Emer McCarthy. This is VOA News. North Korea's Kim Jong-un has been spotted riding his white horse into the mountains again. As Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports, similar trips have preceded major policy decisions, and experts think 2020 could herald a return to long-range missile launches or other weapons tests.
The mass exodus from southern New South Wales is underway. The authorities are urging tourists and residents to leave while they can. More dangerous bushfire conditions are forecast for southeastern Australia in the days ahead. Authorities are extending the evacuation zone in New South Wales, the nation's most populous state, to include more areas of bushland and national park. A week-long state of emergency will be imposed, which gives fire officials greater powers. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
That was Phil Mercer reporting on Australian bushfires. Now, here is Lauren Anthony reporting about North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's ride on his white horse and what it could mean.
Kim says North Korea has a new strategic weapon and insists there is no longer reason for Pyongyang to be bound by a self-imposed suspension on nuclear and intercontinental ballistic missile tests. The strongest indication yet that the North could resume the major testing it suspended over 2 years ago in the run-up to diplomacy talks with the US. US military officials say they see a long-range missile launch as one of the most likely options. Others suggest the North could launch a satellite, deploy the new ballistic missile submarine it claims to be developing, or field a new domestically produced transporter erector launcher, basically vehicles for its largest missiles. Its plans could also involve mass-producing more weapons.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. The Trump administration announced Thursday it will prohibit fruit, candy, mint, and dessert flavors from small cartridge-based e-cigarettes that are popular with teenagers. Menthol and tobacco-flavored e-cigs will still be allowed to remain on the market. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said in a teleconference the administration hopes to cut down on nicotine addiction brought about through e-cigarette use.
Sizing. Tobacco and menthol are much less likely to be used by kids.
The ban does not cover larger tank-based vapes sold at specialty stores and used more by adults, and the levels of the devices to those under 18. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.